Hare Krishna. I'm in Geneva. Arrived here last night. I left Budapest Sunday evening by train. Overnight train, very nice train to Zurich. And there Madhava Prabhu picked me up and took me to his place. I spent the day there with him and his wife Radhika, and we fed Radha Damodar, and after I did puja to them, I was able to rest, and in the afternoon I got back on the train from Zurich to Geneva. And all day today I was in the European Religious Leaders Conference, on which I will report tomorrow, and it was very interesting. It continues also tomorrow, and in the evening I get back on the train again to Zurich, and then overnight to Budapest, and get there Thursday morning. But I just wanted to recount the story of Janosch, which is John in English. And he was the conductor. He was the conductor on the train of our particular car. And even when we got on in Budapest, he was very, very friendly. And as I got into my cabin, Shambi Hari and Ananda Vrindavan had accompanied me there. And so he was telling him that he remembered me. He knows that I'm the leader of the Hare Krishnas in Hungary, and that I'd have been on some other international train in which he was the conductor, which I guess was either when I went to Radadesh or Germany or possibly to England. Those are the only times I went international on trains, although I traveled by train in Hungary quite a bit. And he was very nice, supplied some extra water. And when the train left, the devotees got off, then we had a bit of a chat. And he was very, very, very supportive. He knew all about the campaign that we had, where we'd almost lost our religious status. He had gotten books. He hadn't been to Krishna Valley. But he was very, very supportive. And particularly, he was very supportive of our spiritual activities, chanting Hare Krishna, distributing books, and he very much appreciated that we were educating people in spiritual values and really raising the consciousness of people at large. Usually when you talk to people like this, and of course he was a train conductor, he wasn't like a lawyer or something, so he was a relatively simple man. That everyone appreciates our food distribution, and I even mentioned that to him, but he just said, yeah, that's very nice, but actually the real important thing is what you're doing for people spiritually. The real important thing is educating people in spiritual values and getting them to understand who God is. And so we continued like that. I preached to him somewhat. And then, just unsolicited, he said, I hope one day the day will come when people will really be able to appreciate you for the spiritual things that you're doing, and not just because you're feeding people and doing welfare activities. And we spoke about that for some time. But that was quite an extraordinary statement, I thought, and it's one that I'll remember and probably refer to a bit in the future as well. How this train conductor could understand that the real spiritual dharma, the real benefit that people are getting, is in the chanting of the holy name, in the content of the Bhagavad Gita, in understanding their spiritual identity. And that he lamented that people don't really understand that, and they see sort of the welfare activity that we perform, and hopes that someday in the future people will really appreciate the value of the Krishna consciousness movement. That was a nice experience. We talked more on the train. He provided me with everything I asked for, extra pillow and so on. When I finally arrived and we got off, he took my suitcase down and I gave him a magazine and card, and he promised we'd stay in touch. Let's see. But he was a nice man. Yeah, no, I won't forget him. Hare Krishna.